This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Victorians have voted Labor back into government in a result that was described by Minister for Health Jill Hennessy as looking like a bloodbath. After less than 90 minutes of counting on Saturday, the ABC's election analyst Anthony Green called the result for Labor, which is expected to seize roughly 55 seats in the 88-seat lower house. In the lead-up to the state election, Victorian Labor committed to backing a Melbourne Pride celebration in 2021 if re-elected. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has postponed its decision on whether or not to ban alkyl nitrites, casually known as poppers, and reclassify them into the same category as marijuana and heroin until early 2019. While the TGA had initially opened the decision to public submissions with the aim of making a decision by the end of November, it has since extended the submission window until mid-January. The TGA will hold public meetings in Sydney and Melbourne at the end of January before making its decision on the ban. John Caldwell, former host of KISS FM Celeb HQ, is alleging years of bullying and discrimination against the radio station and its parent company, ARN. Caldwell has lodged proceedings with the Fair Work Commission following his dismissal from the network last month. Following an incident at the 2018 Australian Commercial Radio Awards, Caldwell was terminated and claims he was not told or interviewed about the complaint. Police say they will not participate in this year's Auckland Pride Parade following a decision by its board to ban police from marching in uniform. An Auckland Pride Board spokesperson said that though there is goodwill towards the New Zealand Police, the agency does not meet the degree of safety and awareness of intersectionality required by our rainbow communities. The decision has seen a handful of sponsors pull out of the parade, including Westpac, Bank of New Zealand, Vodafone New Zealand, and Ponsonby Business Association. Advocates for transgender, intersex and gender-diverse law reform in Tasmania have invited Prime Minister Scott Morrison to meet after sweeping reforms passed in the state's lower house. Just a day after Transgender Day of Remembrance, Morrison took to Twitter to condemn the reforms as ridiculous. The bill passed in the lower house with the support of Tasmanian Labor, the Tasmanian Greens, and Liberal Speaker of the House Sue Hickey. Millions in Taiwan have voted against marriage equality as part of a number of referendums that were put forward to them on a ballot over the weekend. One of the referendums that called for marriage to only be recognised as between a man and a woman won more than 7 million votes, while another calling for same-sex unions to be regulated under a separate law gained over 6 million. Although the government has stated that the referendum results won't impact the top court's original 2017 decision to legalise gay marriage, LGBT campaigners worry that their newly won rights will be weakened. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
US Olympian Adam Rippon is retiring from professional figure skating. The 29-year-old made the revelation after taking part in CBS News' hashtag Note to Self series, where he wrote a letter to himself from his future self. In the note, Rippon says he's become the role model he wanted to have as a kid and that he should now go out and conquer the world. Riley Collier-Dawkins has credited his lesbian mums after being drafted by Richmond in the AFL. The big mid was selected late in the first round at pick 20 by the Tigers after a big season at the Oakley Chargers and Vic Metro Carnival. And finally, French and Welsh rugby players have worn rainbow laces in support of Gareth Thomas, who was the victim of a homophobic assault last week. The former rugby player posted a positive video on Twitter saying he'd been attacked in a hate crime in Cardiff and called for restorative justice for his attacker.
I want to say thank you to the police who were involved and were very helpful and allowed me to do restorative justice with the people who did this, because I thought they could learn more that way than any other way, because there's a lot of people out there who want to hurt us, but unfortunately for them, there's a lot more that want to help us heal.
The French team wore the Stonewall laces during their first ever loss to Fiji, while the Welsh team wore them in their win over South Africa. A bruised and scratched Thomas has since met with the 16-year-old teenager who assaulted him and received an apology.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.